And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Rob Flax is here with us, talking about music and all these crazy instruments and bouncing around the room, up and down, all around.
Sounds about right, yeah. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
You want to hear another one?
Sure. What you got?
Well, I guess I could do something else on the record, but I'm distractible. So I'm going to try and maybe I'll just do a little fiddle tune now that I've got this in my hand here. I was thinking I might play one of my favorite waltzes, if that's okay, the Gardenia Waltz. And this is one I learned this off of Bobby Hicks's record, Fiddle Patch, and his version of it is just outstanding. So I probably won't do it quite that justice, but it's a good waltz to play, and it's a lot of fun. So maybe I'll do a little something like that. Here's the Gardenia Waltz.
Flax with the Gardenia Waltz for you here. Very nice. Yeah, that Fiddle Patch CD, that's definitely one of my favorites from Bobby Hicks.
Oh, tremendous. Yeah, he's a superhero. I had a really wonderful time last September. There was a super first-timers discount for the IBMA World of Bluegrass Conference in Raleigh, and I said, you know what, why not? I'll go down there. And I did. And one of the days in the festival, big expo convention center, there was a, you know, all the exhibitors have their booths. And one of the booths, Bobby Hicks and Michael Cleveland were jamming.
Seems about right. Yeah.
I mean, to anybody who's gone there before, I'm sure that's commonplace, but for me this was like the fiddle gods aligning, it's like the Justice League meeting up in the same room or something. It just blew me away. And me being the brazen numbskull that I am, I got my fiddle out and started playing along with them too. It wasn't just the two of them. I think it was also Dan Bonar, who teaches at ETSU, was also playing. He was there too and playing, so I felt a little less bad jumping in. But it was just one of the, I had to jump at the chance, and didn't really get a chance to chat with them much. They were off in their own world, Michael and Bobby. But I also didn't want to intrude, because here are two of the who I consider to be the greatest living fiddle players, and just that they didn't yell me away and shoo me away when I jumped in and played a song that I knew was enough for me. I was happy to have that, and so probably more than I should have gone in for. Maybe a little impolite, but
well, at least you weren't playing spoons or the triangle.
Yeah, like they're far more egregious offenses. Things about playing all these different instruments is you notice the inconsistencies in tuning. And I don't mean just my own ability to tune the instrument. I mean, you can get a guitar pretty close, but there's always going to be something wrong with it. If you play a G chord and that B sounds okay, when I play an E chord now, same tuning, just doesn't quite sound right. So this idea that you have to tune for the key that you're playing in really bothers me as a violinist. The violin has no frets, and people always joke that, you know, the violinist's fingers are like lightning because they never strike the same place twice. Ha, ha, ha. Well, I mean, guitarists can hit them all in the right places and it'll still sound out of tune. So bear with me as I play something out of tune. This is a song called Angle. This is also on the new record. This was one of the few songs on the record that I didn't play all the instruments myself. Most of the record, I'm playing all the instruments. So I'll play violin, mandolin, some viola, a little mandola, upright bass, electric bass, acoustic guitars, electric guitars, drum set, percussion, a little bit of keyboards, and some vocals. This is the essence of Distractable Boy, right? I have so many instruments that I play, not because I'm married to the sounds of all of them, but because I'm so easily enticed by new and shiny things that I would get obsessed with something and go, oh, bass. Oh, I love bass. This sounds so cool. You know what? I got to just get a bass and figure this stuff out. And then I did. And so I've just sort of added to the collection for years and years. And I'm trying to avoid the jack of all trades, master of none moniker. I want to be a jack of all trades, master of, you know, a few, you know. And so hopefully this album is a representative sample of that. But this song on the record, I had some musicians who I went to NEC with, Enrique Eisenman on piano, Charles Burchell on drums, and Oliver Watkinson on bass. So I recorded it several years before the rest of the stuff, but I think it fits pretty nicely in here. And, you know, I'm going to not sound as good as Enrique does on the piano playing all the chords, but I'll do my best. So here's a stripped-down version of Angle. Oh, I never can predict the angle of the rain. If I lean my umbrella, the direction seems to change. Try to keep myself protected, but I always try in vain. Oh, I never can predict the angle of the rain. I never can predict
time the train will come. Seems I always miss by seconds, end up sucking on my thumb. Standing on that open platform in the winter makes me numb. Oh, I never can predict what time the train will come. Oh, what time the train will come. Oh, I never can expect the mood I'll find you in. Will I be your ray of sunshine or get underneath your skin? Gamble on your disposition, but I know that I can't win. Oh, I never can predict the mood I'll find you in, the mood that you'll be in. Found the secret to your body language, yeah. Someday I'll have all the answers and I'll always catch the train, but still I never can predict the angle of the rain, no, the angle of the rain. Na, 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 na.
Rob Flax, once again. The angle of the rain. Luckily, it's not raining.
Yeah. That song came out of writing a... well, I was teaching, and I was walking home from teaching, and I was walking to the Ashmont station in Dorchester, Massachusetts, and it was raining, and it was raining sideways. You know, it was one of those... You know,
right? Sure.
And so I would tilt my umbrella, and it just came in the other direction, and I'd tilt it back, and it just, no matter what I did, I kept getting rained on. So I thought, I never can predict the angle of the rain, and that turned out to be the genesis of that song. And so I'm grateful for those little unpredictable things. I actually just right now just figured out a little trick to playing that song on the guitar that I've never done before. So. I'm not going to tell you which part. You'll have to guess which part was planned and which part was like, oh, I guess that does work every time. Usually I play that on violin, and so I've got a different fingering and a different melody thing. But I wouldn't have figured that out today if my band didn't get stuck in New York City with a broken down car, so.
Well, there you go.
Unexpected blessings. Story of most of my musical career.
Well, Rob Flax is with us here on Out of the Woods, and he's got the new CD there, Distractible Boy, figuring out which song to play next. What you got?
I think I'll do a song called Persephone. And this is Persephone is the Greek myth of the seasons. And she was the daughter of Demeter, the goddess of the harvest. And so the story is that, you know, her cycling away and back to her mother is the reason that the seasons happen. That Demeter gets very sad when Persephone is away. And then that's what winter is all about. So I thought that, you know, blurring some of the details of the original mythology, it would make a decent structure for a sort of a long-distance love song. So that's what I did. I wrote this song. So here's Persephone. And I don't think I've ever played this on this mandola, so we'll see what happens. Like roots that anchor the trees. In times of stormy weather, whether we like it or not, our love is all that holds us. These roots are all we've got. Whoa, Persephone. Soon it will be spring. Soon it will be. The fall is the hardest of all, 'cause I know she's leaving soon. The leaves start to crumble and we leaving me staring at the naked moon. And the air is getting colder. When she's gone, I long to hold her. Persephone, she's gone, but you'll come back to me. It's been a long, long winter, but soon it will be spring. Soon it will be spring. Thank you.
Rob Flax, once again, here on Out of the Woods. And that one kicks off the new disc. Distractable Boy. I almost said it. I just want to say Excitable.
Distractable Boy was me. That's right.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Side of the street, can't you hear that pitter-pat? Oh, that's picking up the pep in your step. Life would be so neat on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, and now I'm not afraid. 'Cause Red Rover, yeah, you know that I've crossed over. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust and rhinestones and stuff on my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Talking about my stuff, and I'm telling you, that's just enough. I'm so excited now for this brand new debut record. That almost rhymes with Colquitt. I'm making up the words and stuff, and that is totally enough. I used to write songs in advance, but now, not a chance. Because there's only one time to dance. So you just try stuff and hope you buy stuff. Please buy my stuff. If you never have 1 cent, I guess you could stream it digitally on Spotify. But they won't pay me squat. So go to robflax.com and, you know, give it some thought.
Love it. Rob Flax.
Slightly modified version of On the Sunny Side of the Street there.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we probably got time for another one before we got to send you down the road.
Oh, what time is it?
It is. Getting close to the hour. Yeah.
We should really do one more then. I'll send you off with one called Ceasefire. And I'll play this on again, the plucked violin, the unusually plucked violin. It's too many. Someday this will be a normal thing, but for now it's a little weird. But someday the world will live in peace and harmony, too. So until then, we have to write songs like Ceasefire. I hope you like it.
I don't have time for your Joan of Arcs and Bonapartes and soldiers long since dead. Once the battle raged, but at this stage it's all up in your head. And though I try to forget the past. You make it last when you come back for more. You start calling names and playing games, but I've been keeping score. I'm tired of keeping score. Throw down your arms and armor, let's call a ceasefire. No one's getting any younger, let's call a ceasefire. Please, baby, please, I feel like I'm dying. I know that we could make it if we just keep trying. Throw down your arms and armor, let's call a ceasefire. Remember when we used to laugh and play, and you might say we fit just like a glove. Now our hearts are worn and the seams are torn, we're falling out of love. But if we try, we could make amends, we'll still be friends. It's no one's fault at all. I'll apologize if you'll realize that you drive me up the wall. Baby, it's your call. Throw down your arms and armor, let's call a ceasefire. No one's getting any younger, let's call a ceasefire. Please, baby, please, I feel like I'm dying. I know that we could make it if we... Throw down your arms and armor, let's call a ceasefire. They say history is written by the winners, and in war, everyone's a sinner. When it comes to love, you know we're all beginners. And so I hope that we can make this thing right. And I know how. We could start again, make art again, in perfect harmony. We'll work out the kinks if you'll stop and think and speak your mind to me. But please don't try weaponizing guilt until blood is spilt and we part ways for good. Babe, I love you so, and I think you know we're both misunderstood. Let's do this like we should. Throw down your arms and armor, let's call a ceasefire. No one's getting any younger, let's call a ceasefire. Please, baby, please, I feel like I'm dying. I know that we could make it if throw down your arms and armor, let's call a ceasefire. I said, let's call a ceasefire. I said, let's call a ceasefire. I said, let's call a ceasefire.
And there you have it, folks. Rob Flax.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely, yeah. And folks, look for him out there. He'd be touring on this CD, I'm sure. He'd be out there down your way. You going out west at all?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'm talking with some folks in the Bay Area and Seattle and Portland and Los Angeles. And sort of as soon as I can get out there, and it's cold here and warm there. So maybe early January. But that's currently a pipe dream that has no set plan. So it could be March, it could be next year, I don't know. But yes, absolutely, I will get out west.
Excellent. Keep an eye on those dates, folks. RobFlax.com, R-O-B-F-L-A-X. And he's got that new CD. Pick it up. Distractible Boy. All right, folks. Well, we're going to let him get down the road. He's got a show to get to. So thanks again, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back after this.